He looked up at me. We locked eyes for the briefest of moments, and then, with neither a gesture nor a display of emotion, the young man struck a match and tossed it onto the wet driveway. The roar of the approaching flames caused me to stumble away from the window, knocking over a chair, and suddenly our home was an inferno. Manette screamed, "Oh my God, Mike, what's happening?" Flames danced at every window, and an orange glow began to overtake the living room. I looked back at Manette, who was trying to get to her feet.
"Stay down!" I shouted.
Manette was in a panic. She wouldn't listen. She began running around the room looking for Reggie. She finally grabbed him and cradled him in her arms. She noticed that the back door leading to the backyard was not on fire. As the house began to fill with smoke, Manette headed for the back door.
"We can get out this way," she said.
"No!"
I yelled at her. As she reached for the door handle, I grabbed her arm and pulled her away.
"That's the kill zone," I said.
She collapsed into my arms, looked up at me with a puzzled look on her face, and said,
"Kill zone? What are you talking about?"
Manette didn't know much about the world I worked in. I told myself that it was for her own safety. As a sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserve, I was trained in mountain warfare and sniper tactics. I also knew that two people who were involved with the person sending me death threats were shot from a distance with a high-powered rifle. That door was not a way out. It was an invitation.